BSB basketball expert Brad Rosen. Good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Very, very well. What happened to the Sydney Kings last night?
Yeah, look, they came out on fire. They had 11-0 lead and was doing really well. And unfortunately, all things were going well until the fourth quarter, and then just experience from the Illawarra Hawks and depth that they had in their system got the win. And the Kings will be, I guess, in one sense, happy that they're back on the court, like all teams would be happy. And but unfortunately, they just weren't able to do it in the end. They had their import Adams back, who played well, but unfortunately, RJ Hunter, who was out with knee soreness, came in and literally just fell over after 59 seconds with no one around him. And it looks like it could be a patella injury.
That's a shame, because we were really looking forward to him coming back, weren't we?
Yeah, it was. It's you know, the Kings have been decimated by injuries already this season, only after a number of games, and RJ Hunter had some big good pedigree where he'd come from. So not looking good there, and my gut feeling says they'll probably look to replace him, but obviously they'll wait for scans and see how bad it is.
Yeah, they'll do it. Is it fair, unfair? Kings, are they in a rebuilding sort of phase, or...? I know they've got some imports and stuff like that, or is it just an injury thing at the moment?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Rebuilding's probably an interesting word. I mean, this is their fourth coach in fourth year.
Yeah.
Obviously, a couple of years ago, they made the grand final, and, you know, over the last few years, they've lost some amazing players. When you talk Bogut and Kevin Lish and, you know, Brad Newley finished last year and different imports coming in. So I guess you could call it a rebuilding year. Look, they've got some good imports on paper. They're a very talented team. They've just got to put that on the court now, and they've only played four or five games, so really too early to tell.
It's been a frustrating period, hasn't it, for the NBL with COVID? It's great to see a whole slew of games over the next week. How has the competition, I guess, reacted to that news that maybe some things are starting to return to normalcy?
Yeah, I think they're feeling quietly confident. I mean, obviously, with Omicron or COVID, in a sense, what it's done to the league was decimated there for a couple of weeks. But they wrote it out, and this is the good thing about the NBL. They've done that for 2 years now. They've got a rolling schedule. I mean, obviously, as a commentator that I am, you know, I'm privy to all the sort of games, and there's this game going on, and then that got postponed to that game. So, look, the plan is still to play every game, even though they've missed a couple of weeks. I think they've done the right thing, just sort of locked in and got it done. 7 games over 7 days, like you said, with the one last night starting it off. Look, they'll come out of this in the right way. They've very well managed all the NBL and the teams themselves. So I'm looking forward to what will be a bonanza of basketball coming up over the next few months.
Let's talk a few of those games. Tonight's matchup is New Zealand and the Melbourne United. Melbourne United, fairly well coached, and they've got some quality players.
They have some very quality players, and if you would have said this to me about a week or two ago, I would have said Melbourne to win that one very easily. The difference is New Zealand, they are starting to get their groove together. They hadn't won a game prior to the last one that they played, so this will be a really, really close one. I'm thinking Melbourne but New Zealand will play very well.
And the other Melbourne side taking on the Brisbane Bullets, the South East Melbourne side, which is the newer franchise?
Yeah, it is, and they're doing really well, and they've now recruited more players as well. So Brisbane coming off not a very good game the other day. I'm going to go Brisbane at home, but in a tough one against South East.
What about on, what is it, Sunday? Yes, Sunday we've got Illawarra taking on Melbourne again, so short backup for them with Illawarra coming off the Kings victory last night. They're $1.70 favourites over Melbourne, $2.15.
Yeah, Illawarra at home. They were a bit scratchy last night. You know, you could see a team hadn't played for a number of weeks because of COVID and everything that's going to be on. I think they'll be better for the Gallop last night, and they'll come out and beat Melbourne.
And the Kings take on the Breakers. That's sort of rounding out that matchup with all the teams and the COVID. That will be later in the week. That'll be on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Yeah, look, that's a really tough one. I mean, I'd love to see what happens with New Zealand to be able to make a tough call, because they'll play tonight. I'm going to go Kings at home. I think, again, they'll be better for the Gallop last night. They'll go back, they'll lick their wounds and get home and get a win. But New Zealand are going to be really tough there.
So Kings are $1.50 there, New Zealand $2.55.
Yeah.
Now, mate, we're all sitting back and watching the basketball from OS, looking at the American NBA. And Josh Giddey, it just goes from strength to strength.
He's a little freak, isn't he?
It's unbelievable.
He's the youngest ever, not just for an Australian, ever to have a triple-double in the NBA, and that's just unbelievable. Then he got Rookie of the Month. And look, I said it a number of times. We expected him to be good. He's the sixth pick, and OKC saw something out of him, and that's why they picked him at that sixth spot. Mm. And we expected him to be good, just not good just yet. Like, he's just come on board, and he has just taken this lead by storm. Now, he's very tall, and as a point guard, he can see over the other point guard, so his passing ability is amazing. His rebounding's phenomenal. So, look, we're going to be talking about this kid for the next 10, 15 years. He is phenomenal, and the beauty of it is he loves where he comes from. He will be a boomer. He will play in the Olympics, and he's a great kid with great pedigree. I played against his dad. His dad played for the Melbourne Tigers, and you're just a lovely family. So I see nothing but positiveness coming out of him.
With his career, what is his earning capacity? I know it's a bit of a long-winded question, or his long position, but what's his earning capacity in the next, say, 5 years?
So once he's finished his first 4 years in the as a rookie deal, because when you sign a deal, you get a 4 years, and I think that was about 30-odd million, so, you know, just a bit scrappy, then it comes the big deal. Now, the maximum deal, I think, at the moment is roughly like a Ben Simmons, and people are like $250 million over 5 years. But by the time that happens in 4 years' time, that could be $300 million for all I know. So to answer the question...
Is that enough?
Look, between him and I reckon we'll learn that together. I think, let's just say, I don't think he'll have to worry about a dollar.
Right. Yeah, okay. Oh, well, you know, it'll be exciting to watch. And you mentioned Ben Simmons there. There's been reports of some kind of movement around Ben Simmons. What's your take on what's happening?
Look, all I take is it's a shame. The kid's in his prime and he should be playing. And that's as simple as it is. There's no winners here. Philly don't have an all-star player and the guard that they should have. And Ben's not playing. And I think it's a real shame. I'm still a believer that I think it's been handled poorly by the club. People can say Ben should have done this and Ben should have done that. To think that he's the one to blame for that Game 7 loss was ridiculous. But, you know, could he handle it different? Everyone can do everything different. The bottom line is just got to get that guy back on the court. He doesn't want to play in Philly. It's quite obvious. And they just need to trade him and get him out in the court because we're missing a very, very good basketballer that's not playing at the moment.
What about Joe Ingles yesterday? He had a bit of a hot head, didn't he?
He's an angry act at the moment, isn't
cranky,
he?
Yeah, every time you see him, he's cranky.
Yeah, look, he got ejected again. I never thought I'd say that about Joe Ingles. So, and especially in the States, like, you know, you can sneeze the wrong way and get ejected over there. So you've got to be careful how you do it. But Joey's come back from his rose gold bronze medal, as we call it, and he's let the world know that he's not happy with what's going on over there.
Oh, we love to see that Aussie fight. Let's maybe spin it that way. But Joe Ingles, Jazz going down yesterday to Cleveland. And he got kicked off the court. But, you know, that's one of the few bad things that are happening with the Aussies at the moment in the NBA because, as we mentioned with Josh Giddey, everything's going great guns at the moment.
And Patty Mills as well. What a great
Mills,
job.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable yesterday for the Nets, scored 21 points in the big win against Chicago. So he is tearing it up there with the Nets. Love watching him.
Love it. And we love talking basketball with you as well, Brad. Thanks for joining us this morning and enjoy the NBL. A lot of games coming up over the next week.
Certainly will. It's next level, that's for sure. And remember, go the Kings.
Yeah, go the Kings. Good on you. Brad Rosen joining us this morning.